This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. When Governor Susana Martinez recently signed three bills to fund costly infrastructure projects statewide, the so-called pork package, she took lawmakers to task over the project selection process while vetoing nearly $20 million worth of items in the bills. Martinez saying that the projects chosen in the capital outlay package display how irresponsibly such spending decisions are made and opting for local projects while neglecting regional and statewide infrastructure needs. After this word from our sponsor, I'll discuss the fate of the 2016 effort to reform the legislature's capital outlay process.
As a police officer, I've seen things that most people don't see. The wrecked vehicles, the carnage, the blood, the bodies, the shattered lives. But the worst is the look on the face of a wife, a mother, when I have to tell them their loved one is dead because of a drunk driving crash. That's the reason I'm working to help end DWI.
This message brought to you by NMDOT.
During the recently adjourned New Mexico legislative session, the Capital Outlay Reform Act, with bipartisan sponsorship, sought to do away with the current means of spending on big-ticket projects throughout the state by creating independent government panels, including lawmakers, and responsible for producing an annual multi-year capital improvements plan. The Santa Fe-based think tank, Think New Mexico, solidly backing the reform proposal, had issued a report last year highlighting the state's capital spending problems, which concluded that large and urgent projects tend to be neglected. Think New Mexico Executive Director Fred Nathan says, however, that the reform legislation died in its first committee on a tie vote. Nathan says opposition to the bill is unfounded, with a common but incorrect argument that smaller, more rural legislative districts would be bypassed in such spending decisions. And he says there's a more substantial pork project reform impediment that also misses the mark.
Many legislators argue that the system is how they get reelected. And setting aside the question as to whether this is the legislators' money to subsidize their own reelection or whether it's the public's money to be spent on its highest and best use, I would argue that it really doesn't get anyone reelected because, as New Mexico in Depth has pointed out, the sponsorship of these individual projects is not disclosed to the public.
Nathan says these misperceptions result in a capital outlay spending system that is, in his words, completely broken, with lawmakers having sole discretion on in-district spending decisions that don't tackle major needs and don't create jobs. Nathan's thoughts essentially being confirmed as Governor Martinez's pork project vetoes last week included proposed funding for band instruments, wrestling mats, and zoo animals. Looking ahead, Nathan is optimistic about the future of capital spending reform in the state.
In the course of this last session, we built a very strong coalition of all the major business and labor groups in the state. And I think with a year to organize and to have their support will make an enormous difference and get us, I think, a much better hearing next year. In addition, we got editorials from newspapers all across the state, and I think that reflects the public will, which is that this system is really indefensible in a state that is so deficient in jobs.
Think New Mexico Executive Director Fred Nathan. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.